family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Each of us needs a partner. We're all looking for someone we can rely on in friendship, work, and life. Our partner in today's episode is OctaFX, a reliable business associate in the Forex market. OctaFX is a global trading platform with 10 years of experience and more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries worldwide. Enjoy the lowest spreads in the industry. Buy and sell for the price you see with the fastest execution and take part in regular promos. Join the community of like-minded entrepreneurs by watching the webinars, reading the market analysis, and mastering a free Forex basic course. Check the caption to learn more and find your bonuses for more profitable trading in the description.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Thembekwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast, where we talk about ideas that matter. Last week, we spoke about doppelganger, and I really enjoyed that episode. Doppelganger, the idea of alter egos. We spoke a bit about Clark Kent and Superman, and which is real, and which one is the alter ego. So much fun. I really enjoyed that. Today, though, I want to talk a bit about compounding time. Compounding time. In one of our earlier podcasts, I spoke once before about the story of Pablo Picasso and how he was sitting at a coffee shop, his favorite coffee shop, on a bright Sunday morning. And a lady came to him and said, "Monsieur Picasso, would you draw me a piece of art?" And Pablo Picasso dutifully took a little pencil and a piece of paper, a serviette, and he crafted a piece of art. He then gave it to her and said, "Well, you know, there you go. And the value of this is..." And he gave her this, like, exorbitant value. And she was like, "But how could you charge me that? It only took you 3 minutes to do the artwork." And he said, "No, madam. It took me 40 years to get to the point where I can do this artwork in 3 minutes. Last week, you saw Senegal beat Egypt to win the Africa Cup of Nations. The Senegalese conquered the people of the Pharaoh. And whilst a beautiful feat it was, I must confess I didn't see the game. See, I don't have TV. I know, no judgment, but I don't have TV. I don't, I'm not that guy. I used to. I used to be a massive TV guy, but now I've structured my life in such a way that I only have selected and selective programming. I watch the programs I want to watch rather than watch programs that are constantly being streaming into my telly. So I didn't get to see the game. But I did see, as we used to say when I was growing up, I saw the showing shots. I'm a showing shots, which basically means I saw the highlights. And I saw, you know, how the game kind of went out. And one of the things I loved watching that game was the way in which the Senegalese people played. But in particular, the way that their attacking force played, the way the strikers played, the way the midfield played, and how you could just get a sense that these guys were a single unit. It almost felt as if they were moving in unison, not as if they were members of a team, but rather that the team was a single cell. If one element moved, the other element knew exactly what was going to happen next, and it moved itself along the same way. They had a system of collective intelligence connected to a single neural network, and obviously built up over a period of time. So when we're watching master football, gamesmanship, happening in 90 minutes, I think you probably saw about 90 years worth of work in that 90 minutes. If you consider the amount of hours in training and preparation, the amount of hours in grooming and physio, the amount of hours in mental preparation and studying their opponents, it was 90 years collapsed into 90 minutes. You notice then there's this idea of collapsing time on itself. I think that that's what mastery is. Mastery is nothing more than collapsing time. What does that mean? In my own business, as a professional speaker, I travel the world and I speak at conferences. I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to being in Vegas in April. I've got tours all over the world coming up. We've got, particularly in Africa, we've got Zambia again, Kenya, Mauritius, Senegal. We're doing a West Africa tour. I think it's Senegal, Burkina Faso, and it could even be Mali or Niger, one of them. But the team is busy with the logistics. And then I've still got to go to the US, right? I've got to go to the West Coast to meet with Eli Frank and my agency team over there. And then the East Coast to meet with my team in New York, as well as do some speaking while I'm there. So to this day, I travel the world and speak at conferences. That is still what I do. And I love doing it. But after all these years, one of the things I've noticed is I can, as happened this past Friday, arrive at an event and the client completely changes the brief and I'm still able to deliver. Because when you see Vusi Tembegwayo on stage speaking for 5 minutes, what you're seeing is 5 decades worth of study, diligence, work, mastery collapsed into 5 minutes. The way I move, the way I gesture, the way I frame my language, the way I construct my sentences, my use of language for the construction of imagery so that you can imagine that which I want you to see. Even now I'm doing it, right? The way that I can temper my voice, speed up if I'm excited, or really slow down when I want to calm the conversation. The way that I can stare the audience in the eye and pause for a single moment, just so that they really get the point I'm making. That, all of that, 50 years worth of study. I've studied the greats and the non-greats. There is not a single Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or Nelson Mandela or Mahatma Gandhi or Mussolini, or even Hitler's speech that I have not read or watched. Not for the substance or content, but for their delivery, for the way they move. And so I can see when a young revolutionary politician is being we are revolutionaries, we are even going to start the revolution. I can tell you exactly where that comes from. I know exactly who they are studying when they get up in front of a stadium of, 5,000 people and say, "Comrades, we are going even." I know exactly the template where that comes from. I know exactly where it comes from. Because I've studied the best orators of all time. There is nothing new in the history of the world. Everything is a repetition of itself. Can I tell you guys a funny story? There is a particular young firebrand. We shan't mention him. I've watched his speeches, and there was a time he was saying something. I was like, wait, I've heard this before. Went and had a look at speeches that were delivered by other revolutionaries. And there was a speech that was done by the upright man in Tanzania. And it was word for word, paraphrased exactly the way that Julius Nyerere said it. There is nothing new in the history of the world. But what you learn is that time collapses on itself.
The pandemic has shown that life is unpredictable. Many of us have experienced a lack of income, work delays, and the need to adapt to a new normality. In these difficult times, we're all looking for something that will give us a sense of stability. Look to the future with confidence with OctaFX. OctaFX is a reliable global trading platform. Since 2011, it has offered a high-end trading experience to more than 6 million trading accounts in 100 countries. OctaFX won Best Forex Broker Asia 2021 Award and more than 40 other awards since its foundation. OctaFX provides a free Forex basic course for those new to trading, conducts webinars, and sends newsletters with market insights for you to keep up with the recent changes in the Forex market. Download the OctaFX trading app by following the link in the description and get $5,000 in your demo account for practice. Open and close orders in your demo account until you feel ready to switch to a real one. Check the caption to learn more. Apply the promo code VUSI100 to double your first-time deposits for more efficient trading.
Why am I telling you this? Because today, you're going to have to make a decision about what you're going to do with 5 minutes here, 1 hour there. Today, there is a friend of yours who's going to call you and say, hey, let's go for coffee. It's just going to be 20 minutes. Today, there is a potential lover, an old flame, that's going to WhatsApp you and say, hey. You know what hey means, right? We all know. Hey. Not hi. Hey. And you know what that means. And you're going to have to make a decision about whether or not to reply. And if you do reply, do you have a conversation with them? And if you do, do you go and have that hour coffee at that Mug and Bean for the South Africans or the Starbucks for my global audience? And the real question is not about the hour. You see, the hour today spent committed to the accumulation, incremental indeed, but the accumulation of additional knowledge, skills, and competencies buys you a week 20 years from now. In other words, there is something you're going to do for 1 hour this week that, done right, will pay off for 1 week in 20 years' time. So as you make that decision about what you spend that hour on, realize it's not actually an hour in today's time. It's 1 week in 20 years' time. Are you willing to sacrifice a week of your life to see somebody that you don't want to see? Are you willing to sacrifice a week of your life to go to a meeting you shouldn't be in? Are you willing to sacrifice a week of your life to be in a space you shouldn't be in the first place? Time is not linear. It keeps to the true laws of nature, like most things. That which you practice, you get good at. And if you practice the efficient application of time, you compound that time. This is why if you call a master craftsman and you ask him to do a piece of work, he can do in a single minute what a novice can't do in a single year. It's because he's collapsed time on itself. So this week, your homework is to look for the places in your life where you are wasting time. And ask yourself, how can I collapse time into the things that matter so I can buy myself time in future? And often, a lot of this time, we waste doing silly things. It's that 1 hour you're spending on Instagram, liking stuff and resharing stuff or posting stuff. Guilty! Have you guys seen the Russell Peters? It's like one of these old specials. It was the very first time Russell Peters became famous. And he said, if you're ever in trouble, get an Indian lawyer. And the reason you get an Indian lawyer is because an Indian lawyer can get you out of anything. He's like, because, you know, even if you commit the crime, like if OJ really committed the crime, the judge would say, so, Mr. OJ, how do you plead on the matter of this murder? And if OJ's lawyer was, you know, an Indian lawyer, you know, of course, I'm taking the mickey here and we're being extreme and being stereotypical, but forgive us for a moment. Let's not be pious. You know, so if the lawyer was like, you know, like this Indian lawyer who would get up and say, Your Honor, my client would like to plead guilty. As he says with an Indian accent, you can make anything sound light, right? And you can get away with anything. But the point I'm coming to here is that really take the time this week and try to collapse time on itself. Look at the areas of your life where there are inefficiencies, wastage, leakage, and pull that down on itself. This is time you're spending in conversations you shouldn't be in, meetings you shouldn't be in, emails you shouldn't be replying to, Teams members you shouldn't be talking to, family members you shouldn't be entertaining, barbecues or braais that you shouldn't be going to. This is time you're spending on social media, doing and posting comments on things that have nothing to do with you. If you learn to collapse a second onto itself, the second compounds into a minute, the minute into the hour into the day, and the day into the rest of your life. Learn to collapse time on itself. So, ladies and gentlemen, family, that is our podcast for this week. Sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media. To have your podcast recorded, send an email to info@soundandsounds.co.za. That's info@soundandsounds.co.za.